Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Matt, you played up there. For the pack, we don't like to bring it up, but Lawrence did bring it up twice earlier in the show, I'm just saying. But
he's not ashamed of the fact that he was an NFL player.
Well, maybe he should be, that he played for the pack. The Menungai collision with Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah. Menungai again, the pitch. No, he's still up. Menungai, good effort.
Oh, my God, what impact. Oh, holy cow. What a run.
What about that hit? I mean, was that a piece of a helmet that went flying? Well, the old black and blue division kind of feels like it today.
Oh, my God. Does it hurt more in the cold, and does it hurt more at Lambeau, or am I just projecting?
No, it hurts more in the cold. I think it hurts more in classic divisional football games. You know, the AFC North, the NFC North.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath Acura. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Matt, how are things?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
We are just hanging out here. Anthony is in today for Speaks, and so we're out here talking ball. Like, so look, why don't we get your opinion on one of the subjects we were talking about earlier, and that's the Bears' run game and the trap blocking.
Oh, I thought you were going to go straight to Avengers.
No, I'm still trying. I actually think Bucky is a good call for Matt Bowen because Super Soldier, right?
Yeah.
You know, because all of you guys, like when I used to do the show with when I used to do the show over at NBC, I would joke about working with the Avengers, and I'm Phil Coulson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. With Matt, I think that Bucky is a really good call. Super Soldier, you trust him, you like him.
Well,
don't cross him.
I mean, okay, so not Winter Soldier, but Bucky. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because in my head, I'm like, I don't know if Bo's got all Winter Soldier vibe to him. I was maybe more Captain America, but Bucky's a good one.
Yeah. And I mean, in the comics, Bucky was Captain America for a little, but that's a whole other story. So anyway, so we were talking about the run game, and we were talking about the Bears and the trap blocking, which has been a big thing on social media, where people have been like, look at Jonah Jackson get out there and destroy Mason Graham. So I want to get your thoughts on the design, first of all, and then the toughness that has been shown by Bears players to execute the design.
Well, the first thing with the trap block, and Anthony can tell you this better than I can, but if you are not blocked, okay, you better get your head turned around very quickly, because no one misses blocks on purpose in the National Football League. So if someone lets you go, that means they're trapping you. And you have to squeeze, you have to wrong arm, you have to force that ball to bounce. And if you don't, you saw what happened to Mason Graham. Okay, it's like a freight train on the tracks. And I'll tell you what, about this Bears running game, very versatile, right? You can see trap, you can see duo, you can see power. Obviously, we know about wide zone plus inside zone. I was actually went back today and watched some of their runs versus Green Bay in Week 14. And I'll tell you what, right now in the NFL, no one utilizes tight ends in the run game better than Ben Johnson. What they do pre-snap on motioning and inserting into the line of scrimmage. So a tight end can start in a wing set, and he can motion inside. It can be Komet, it can be Loveland, it can be Durham Smythe. All of a sudden, they're downhill immediately, inserting and leading on a linebacker. Or like we saw in the Philadelphia game, very unique wham blocks, which are basically trap blocks, versus defensive tackles. And that's the way Ben Johnson creates blocking angles, the way he creates numbers at the point of attack. And I think even when you put it up against Sean McVay's run game and Kyle Shanahan's, right now, Ben Johnson, I think he's got the best run game in the league.
We've had a few years prior to this to evaluate Ben Johnson as a play caller and what he was doing with that Lions offense. And the run game was obviously so productive in Detroit. Has anything surprised you or perhaps impressed you even more than you anticipated in his first year calling this Bears offense and the way they've been able to run it?
Well, Anthony, I think it's the way he uses the run game to develop an identity of what his offense is. I think right now, if you would ask him, what do the Bears do great? They run the football very efficiently, very productively. And you can see in the second half of football games what that does to opposing defenses. You saw it versus Philadelphia. Obviously, you saw it against Cleveland, a low-level opponent. We understand that. But go back to the second half against Green Bay. Those were body punches. You know, if you're a fan of boxing, those are body punches late in the fight, right, that wear your opponent down. That's what Chicago does. It allows them to stay in football games, allows them to control tempo in football games. More importantly, in the second half, allows them to wear defenses down. What does that lead to? More play-action opportunities. Linebackers playing downhill when they're not reading correctly their run pass keys because they've been seeing run over and over and over again. And also, they're tired. They're extremely tired. They're physically worn out in the second half. And that is good football to me.
What does it take to get the specialist to buy into that run play concept? It's one thing to bring in a really good group of free agents, offensive linemen, and have them play tough. But when you're talking about tight ends and wide receivers and running backs, what does it take to get them to be like, yes, this is something that I want to do?
Well, the first thing, Lawrence, is very simply say, if you don't block, you're not getting football. Right? If you're not going to block in the run game, I don't have any use for you. You can't be on my team. You can't be in my football field. That's what I would say as a head coach. This is what we do, right? This is what our identity is. We are going to run the football. That's going to allow us to create explosive plays in the pass game. But if you're not going to do your job in the run game, I'm not throwing you the ball. That's the first thing. Second thing, I think it's belief in the head coach. And you can see this anytime they show the Bears post game in that locker room. Look at the faces of those players. Look how they look at their head coach. We don't talk about this stuff enough. We always talk about X's and O's, and I understand that's a huge part of the football game. But the emotional part, the motivational part of a football team and how they look at their head coach, that tells you buy-in. And then you see it on the field on Sundays. That tells you even more that these players are bought into what they want to be as a football team.
Is there a squad that you've been a part of at this level? Because the ability to continue improving into December, it strikes me that the Bears have to continue to put fundamental work in on the practice field. And you get to this point in the season, and especially some high-dollar players, you don't want to tax them too much on the practice field. You need that money ready for game day. Let's focus on meetings. Let's not be padded up. And Ben Johnson obviously being smart about the way they go about it, but – when we get to the point where we're looking at the depth of this roster, guys being able to step in and play well, and even the guys who've been out there a lot, the way that Luther Burden is obviously a better football player now. Colston Lovin, better football player now. Chief amongst them, Caleb Williams, a better football player now. How do you think the Bears are going about continuing to do what Ben Johnson told us, to be playing their best football right now?
Well, Anthony, to answer your first question, be a part of a team like that. That was my second year in Washington, 05. And we were 5-6. We were 5-6, and no one was talking about us. We won 5 straight to get into the playoffs. And that was Joe Gibbs. And with Joe Gibbs back then, when there weren't many rules about practice structure, we hit every day. We had inside run, extended inside run period. We hit every day. And you're 5-6 football team, and if you still want to hit, that shows buy-in. Now, obviously, we had Clinton Portis. We had a run game. Okay, it sounds very similar, right? We had an outstanding defense under Greg Williams that took the football away. It sounds very familiar, right? We went on a run, won 5 straight, beat Tampa in the divisional round. We went out to Seattle, and we lost. Seattle went to the Super Bowl, and they ended up losing to Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. But that's what it reminds you of in terms of a buy-in and playing your best football in the second half of the season. Anthony, you know, Coach Ferentz talks about it all the time at Iowa. You know, if you look at Kirk's teams and how they played during the second half of seasons, fundamentally better. Doesn't mean, look, I was at the Oregon game. Doesn't mean you're beating Oregon, but fundamentally better, improvement at the quarterback position. Those are signs that you're still teaching, you're still coaching, and there's total player buy-in.
This pass game has also evolved, and partially because of what the run game has been able to do. It seems simplistic, the idea of we'll run the ball and then we'll have play action off of that, and that'll offer our quarterback easier looks to make reads and make throws. It does boggle my mind a little bit that more coaches don't look at it that way. But I feel like, and I brought it up last week, and you and I talked about it, Matt, I do feel like we're getting back to a place of pro-style offense is back in vogue, and it's because of guys like Mike McDaniel and Ben Johnson and Sean McVay. Seeing guys that are willing to really emphasize the run game and then say, okay, we can build off of this. This gives us an advantage of what it is that we want to do in the pass game.
I agree, Lawrence. You're seeing that more with the play calling in the pass game with Caleb Williams over the last probably 3 to 4 football games. More play action, more boot, getting into the edges. We're seeing a lot more boot. Why? Because defensive ends are chasing the run. They're crashing on the edges, leaving the edge open for Caleb, for him to get outside and have a true run pass option. Also a layered read that becomes a timing throw. I think you're seeing also with Caleb more timing when he gets to the top of the drop. Last week, I thought, given the conditions, and look, the Cleveland defense is still a very good defense. It's a poor football team in general, but their defense, very well coached, a lot of talent. His ability to throw on time and outbreaking concepts. Lawrence, we talked about that back in September and October, how he was late with the football and the ball location was erratic. It's getting better. It's improving. You have to see that as a fan. You have to see that as someone who studies the game. It is improving. I thought that was one of his best days as a thrower, not in terms of the total production, but just in terms of the variety of throws he had to make to multiple platforms, but also throwing from the pocket on time. Now, look, there's still a couple plays, if you watch that tape, where his eyes drop, it leads to a sack, he's got an open check down, doesn't see it. Again, those are coaching points you improve on with continued more reps in this offense. But right now, he is improving. I think to your point, Lawrence, it is a complete football team in terms of their offensive structure.
Right, that 4th-and-3 around midfield where it looked like he had Komet in the flat on one of those moments.
That's the one.
You know, you think about that, and you hope this all kind of becomes muscle memory where these are reps that he learns from. And I think back to that game against the Eagles where he had that hero post concept where he tried to get it backside. It was rolling right and tries to get it to Olamide Zaccheaus in the end zone and just kind of narrowly misses it. And then the play of plays that the entire football world is talking about, what ends up being a 22-yard touchdown to DJ Moore, but a rope that he throws 30 yards in the air straight after a takeaway. I was telling Lawrence earlier, just when Dante Culpepper was kind of in his heyday and his pure arm strength just had guys in the secondary relax for a moment because they couldn't believe he could get the ball as far as he would sometimes downfield to Randy Moss. And the distance that pass traveled from Caleb wasn't that, but it almost seemed to me like maybe the secondary just didn't believe he was going to put the football where he did on that one.
I agree. And, you know, the reason Caleb made that throw is because he can. That's the best answer I can give, right? Because he can make that throw. Not many guys in the league can. I'll make it right now. Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, you know, Rodgers younger in his career, for sure. But that is an arm talent throw. That is a confidence throw. That is having natural instincts as a playmaker outside of the pocket. A lot of traits go into making that throw, but ultimately he made it because he can. Because he's a difference maker as a thrower.
Let's talk about confidence. I want to stay right there with Caleb Williams and confidence. I think that we've seen an uptick in confidence from Caleb as a player and even the guy behind a microphone now. When a quarterback reaches a point where they're not searching, and it's not to say that Caleb can't improve. He can always get better. But I think that we're at a really interesting inflection point with him. When a quarterback gets confident, what does that do for the rest of the team?
Well, I think you look at him in specific situations knowing that he can make a play for you. That's the most important thing. When it comes time for crucial moments in the football game, if you're his teammate, you want him to have the ball in his hands. I go back to when I played in Green Bay. Look, I'm not comparing the players. But in critical moments in Green Bay, who do you think we wanted to have the ball? Brett Favre, right? Because we knew he could make the play. Doesn't mean he made it all the time, but we knew he could make the play to win the football game. I think you're starting to see that a little bit more in terms of his confidence. I go back to Green Bay, Lawrence, and how many times he escaped pressure and extended a play and gave his team an opportunity on that play. Because I looked at the numbers, and obviously Micah Parsons is not playing this week, but Micah Parsons had 7 pressures in that football game. 7. And Caleb had to navigate that for 4 quarters. And he did. And he brought his team to a point where they almost won the football game. He didn't make the play that time, right? But to go back to Anthony's point, he made the play last week on that throw. He made multiple plays last week. So you know as a teammate that right now your quarterback is developing. He's developing as a leader, both on and off the field, to your point, Lawrence. And also he's putting himself in position to win football games for you.
In addition to those 7 pressures that Micah Parsons had himself, he probably induced, a handful of other pressures from teammates because of the way he impacted the pocket. Without Parsons available in this game, how different is the Packers' defense?
It's extremely different. I think it's a game-changing injury. There's no question. Green Bay went and got Micah Parsons to win a Super Bowl championship. That's why they went and got him. Because he is the ultimate difference maker outside of Myles Garrett in the NFL right now. Those two right there are completely, I would say they're at the top, you know, in terms of difference-making, disruptive ability, what they can do to close out football games in the fourth quarter. So their defense is dramatically different. And I'm very curious to see how Green Bay plays it. You know, it's very easy to sit back in zone coverage, get to depth, eyes in the quarterback, when you have pass rushers that consistently get home and create chaos. But if you don't have that, does Green Bay have to bring more pressure this week? Do they have to play more man coverage? You know, it'll be very interesting, that chess match this week with Ben Johnson versus the Green Bay defense. Seeing how it plays out in the first 15, and as we start to get into the flow of the game, second quarter, start of the second half, what Ben Johnson can do based on the new tendencies of the Green Bay defense, because they will have new tendencies.
If you're them, what are you designing to blitz Caleb? Like, what do you think of all of the different schemes that teams have thrown at him? What's been the most effective?
Well, I think you have to keep him in the pocket. You know, when Caleb gets outside of the pocket, you're in trouble. And we've seen that time and time again. I think you have to bring slot pressure, edge pressure. Because when you play a quarterback like Caleb Williams, just playing someone like a Mahomes, a Josh Allen, when you bring A and B gap pressure and you don't contain in the edges, they escape. And now the play extends. Now you're in trouble. Now you're trying to match coverage down the field with a lot going on. So very different than a pocket throw. Versus a pocket throw, you want to bring A and B gap pressure because they're not looking to escape. You want to take away their ability to step up and reset their platform in front of you, right? That's what you want to do. But versus a player like Caleb, it's more edge pressure to keep him in that pocket.
I was saying this to Lawrence and the guys off air a little bit early. I don't even think I brought it up on the air yet, but my impression of the ceiling of this team is kind of constantly evolved throughout the year. Just for kind of every couple of weeks. It's one thing to keep winning games, and it's impressive and it's difficult to win games. But kind of these last two games, I was thoroughly impressed with what they did against the Eagles. The Eagles, frankly, weren't playing that well. I was even more impressed by the Bears because the Packers played well in that game, and the Bears outplayed them in the second half of it. So, like these last few, my impression of their ceiling is changing kind of rapidly. Are you in a similar place? How do you see the ceiling of this team right now?
I agree, Anthony. It went from a team that you wanted to see compete to a team that you think that can compete for a playoff spot to a team now you think can win games in the postseason. That's where I'm at. With their coaching and their talent and their ability to take the ball away on defense especially, they're in a position if they get into the dance, which I think they will, they can win playoff games. Look at how different it is. Go back to August. When everyone in the world said that the Bears needed to add a running back, right? Everyone said that.
I didn't have enough
in this roster.
Hand up.
Yeah, didn't have enough. You know, but look what they've done with Swift and Mununga and the interior of that offensive line, the play call, the usage of the tight ends. You know, so that's why you always have to let these seasons play out. Because to Anthony's point, we were talking earlier, the team that we saw in August is not the team that we're watching right now. The team we're watching right now will not be the team we're watching in the playoffs. Teams develop. They go both ways. I've been on teams that have been great and that have completely fallen apart in the last month of the season and in the playoff situation. But to Anthony's point right now, this is a team where you would say the arrow is pointing up.
Matt, as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for jumping on the show.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
That is Matt Bowen. He's great.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
So why Bucky and not Captain America?
Because Matt's a little grimier.
Okay.
He's a grimier guy. Right. I mean, he played for Greg Williams. So
yeah. So that's a very good answer.
That could be his years in Hydra. Uh-huh. Is him playing for Greg Williams? Because we know that Greg Williams has a way of mesmerizing guys that play on his defense to play a certain way. Like the guy, whoever our Captain America is, like he's got to be like above reproach. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
When I was doing the show at NBC, it was pretty easy. Like Alex is a guy that has a whole bunch of gadgets. He's got a big personality, believes himself quite a bit.
So that's what, Iron Man?
Tony Stark. You nailed it. Olin is Smart Hulk.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, right.
You put both of them together, and you get Smart Hulk.
Yeah.
Still don't piss him off, though, because it could be problematic for you.
Yeah.
Lance is Thor.
Okay.
And that was the easiest one. And Matt Forte was T'Challa.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I thought maybe you were going to go Captain America with him, but yeah, T'Challa makes all the sense in the world.
He's T'Challa.
Yeah.
He carries himself very regally.
Yeah.
And I'm Phil Coulson. It works for me. I can help the guys get to where they need to go. And I can be like, hey, this is what's happening. We're going to send you over there, and I'm just going to stay over here.
But, I mean, preferably, you're not going to be somewhere where, like, you know, a trading card is laying around with blood on it, and you're being used as some sort of beacon of hope.
Yes. That's probably what's going to end up happening, though.
We don't want that to happen to you. We don't want you going out like that.
I mean, that's kind of how my score career is going to end. And we all know that this is the truth. And then they'll send me to Bora Bora, wherever it is they sent him in his mind. Yeah, that'll be me. I got to figure out one for you, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got time.
Yeah, we got time. I got to figure out one for you. That'd be good. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Micah Parsons injury.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about what the changes the Packers have, what that does to Ben, and the chess match between him and LaFleur. Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. Back after this on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good. Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, oh boy. You have Watson going out earlier. You got Parsons now. We're talking about the hopes for this season. It's been so spectacular up to this very moment right now. It hangs in the balance.
That's not good.
The Packer Nation holds its breath.
I know how our guys will respond, and we got a great test coming up, you know, going to Chicago, a game that went down to the wire last time we played, and you know, obviously they rolled today, so it's to go back on top of the division. So I know we're going to get their best, and they're going to get our best.
It's getting harder and harder for the Packers to field a team. We'll discuss the Micah Parsons aspect of it. Alex, what do we need to know about the injuries for the Packers?
So it looks like Zach Tom, their offensive lineman, and Christian Watson are going to be true game-time decisions. Now, keep in mind, James Palmer joined us yesterday. Just one person's speculation on that seems like it's going to be tough for Christian Watson to come back. Those were his words. But Evan Williams, one of their safeties, looks like he may be out 1 to 2 weeks. So they may be without Christian Watson, Zach Tom, Evan Williams, and Micah Parsons on Saturday.
Okay. That is a lot of people to be down. So there's a lot there. You don't want to get overconfident about guys being out. We know that Micah Parsons is out. And I always look forward, like, one of the things that Spiegs and I have discussed, Big Ann is in for Spiegs, by the way, for the next couple of days, is I like Ben the second time that he gets a shot at a team. And we'll have to wait for the second shot at Detroit.
Right.
And I'm very much looking forward to that.
I'm guessing there's still some shrapnel from that first time.
Oh, yeah. When they hang a half a hundred on you. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's some shrapnel for that. But Minnesota, you played them the first time. It looked one way. You played them the second time. How did it look? This game, it felt like it was happening in the half.
Yeah.
You first half, you're not yourself. Second half, you're very much yourself. So seeing him get another shot at the Packers, I think, is really exciting.
And this roster, this team, getting a second shot at him as well. And kind of to the observation you made about all these injuries that Alex just referenced there with key players for Green Bay who might be missing action. Of course, the Bears have a slew of key players who have been and will continue to miss action. So they're no strangers to that. But and it feels odd to say it out loud because they've beaten Green Bay once in the last 50 years or whatever. So, I mean, there's no reason to be overconfident. But there is a team here in Chicago that's really starting to feel themselves, starting to come into their own. And you do still have that sour taste in the mouth of the Chicago Bears from just a couple of weeks ago. So this certainly shouldn't be a team that feels overconfident at all. But yet and still, this is seemingly going to be a depleted version of the Green Bay Packers. And the person at the top of that ledger is that there won't be a Micah Parsons. Out of everything else that Alex just referenced, the one we know with 100% certainty, there will not be a Micah Parsons chasing Caleb Williams all over the field on Saturday night.
Here's what Ben Johnson had to say about the challenges of facing Green Bay for a second time in 3 weeks.
Yeah, anytime you play a team in the division, there's certainly elements you look at from the first game of what you did well, what you didn't do well, and you try to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes and try to continue to attack them in a certain fashion. And so there are things that I thought we did well that first game, particularly in the second half. We played a lot better on offense in that regard. So, I mean, they're changing, right? They got Micah's out, and so you're trying to forecast what they might do to match certain personnel groups or, slow down our run game. And that's a difficult thing to do when that injury happened last game. So, we got to be prepared to adjust and play accordingly.
In my mind, it's both Mats have said it, Forte and Bowen. I feel like they will try to generate pressure in this game. And trying to figure out how they'll do it. I think Bowen had a really good idea about, well, if you're going to blitz Caleb, there's a way to do it. And will your defensive ends be responsible enough to not break contain? Because if you let him roll out to his right, he has proven that he can make plays. And even if you get him to roll out to his left.
Yeah, he's really damn good rolling left, too. Like, I know the numbers indicate rolling right is really the danger zone, but he's had some really pristine passes rolling left.
And he can pick up 7-8 yards on the run. Like, putting all of this stuff together, I got to tell you, and maybe we can explore it tomorrow, like the idea of watching Caleb be built kind of brick by brick under Ben Johnson has been a lot of fun, because I do think that people thought it'll just poof magic. He'll be here. And then all of a sudden he's the greatest quarterback of all time. But seeing how these different layers of his game are being added in and in each month that we've seen him play throughout the season, you go, oh, there's another part of his game. Like, oh, there's this part now. That's super exciting to me to see it built up the way it's been built up.
Ben is so smart, but there's a lot of smart guys who know X's and O's really well, who don't sequence the plays well in game, who don't put a competent game plan together that suits their personnel and suits the opponent that they're matched up with. And there's probably been just two times this season where I've said, oh, okay, maybe there's a chunk of this game here where it feels like the opposing defensive mind has the upper hand on Ben Johnson. One of those was that second game against the Vikings. I really thought Brian Flores did some really cool things against the Bears and had a bead on Ben Johnson. And for the majority of that first half, the first game against the Packers, I thought Hafley was really on top of what the Bears were trying to do.
He's good.
Yeah, he's really, really good. And even in the second half, as the Bears were moving the ball, it wasn't as much about Ben Johnson fooling Green Bay's defense and scheming up a bunch of wide open players, and then Caleb throws it behind them and they catch it and fall, or, you know, well, they're wide open and they drop it, or, okay, we got a fourth down to convert. It was the players within Ben Johnson's scheme. Alex and I were talking about this a little bit before the show. There weren't these chunk plays schemed up. Green Bay forced the Bears to drive the field methodically, but the Bears executed consistently and on the road at Lambeau with crowd noise against them. They changed up the snap count. They utilized motion. They mixed up the timing of the motion, like how Bo was talking about inserting tight ends and blockers into, as lead blockers into the run schemes. They began doing more of that against Green Bay. And part of the way it became effective was because the snap count from Caleb was being timed up in unique ways. It wasn't always after the motion man was crossed the face of the quarterback or crossed the backside of the center. It was, oh, they motion across and then whip back and then insert. Or as they begin the motion, they're just past the offensive tackle and the ball gets snapped and then they insert. Or you think they're going to insert because of the timing of the previous snap, but nope, they are going to motion all the way across. There was a lot of that. And so the mental gymnastics that it took for Caleb Williams to manage that in the midst of a half of football where he threw the ball really cleanly and in rhythm and on time and the run game got going, that to me was what I found most impressive. That to me was why I was more encouraged by that one half of football that the Bears showed against Green Bay than even I was in the blowout on the road at Philly. Because the blowout on the road at Philly, the Bears out-coached them, out-schemed them, out-hustled them, out-played them, and Philly didn't play well. Green Bay played well. Green Bay had a bead on the Bears, but there was still enough in place schematically, and the players began to execute so well in that half of football. That's where my eyes started to open and say, okay, if they've got this gear available and can sustain it, now it's a different ceiling for this squad.
It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial for their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. There's another soundbite that I want you to react to. We'll save it for the next segment. And I'll also connect Big Ant to Philip Rivers through the Bears. Next, here on The Score.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think maybe, maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt and it's real. And you, again, you can, the guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is, shoot, let's see what happens. You know, and so, yeah, I hope that in that sense, that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, or young people. It doesn't have to be boys, but.
Philip Rivers. All right, I'll get this out of the way now, and then we can get back to our football discussion, because there was another piece from Ben that I wanted you to hear and then talk about. Everyone has been joking about Philip Rivers and him being back in the game.
He's an old, right?
The insurance thing has come up. Olin, I think, was one of the first people to bring up the idea of, yeah, after 5 years, your insurance runs out. And now
you got to pay for it after that, right?
That's right. And now Philip gets to.
You're not allowed to be uninsured.
Yes.
In theory.
Gets to restart the clock, and it works for him and his 10 children and one grandchild, who I'm pretty sure was covered. The birth of that grandchild was covered because his oldest daughter is under 25. So he got a grandkid out of this and might end up getting more grandkids with the kickstart of his whole thing.
Restarting that clock. I'm mad at him.
Restarting the clock. So there was this whole fun thing of like going down the rabbit hole on Philip Rivers. And it was fun stuff like he played against Chris Winkie. And Chris Winkie, I the look of aspiration on Alex's face, like he played against Chris Winkie. Chris Winkie is older than I am. Chris Winkie is 53 years old.
He won a national title in 99?
Yes. And then
right.
He was in the league. What was he, 20? He played for 4 or 5 years in the league, and he was an old.
So Chris Winkie's rookie year was 2001. The reason I'm so confident of that is because we were at the NFL Combine at the same time. We both got hauled off to the hospital and got extended stays there because he had to stay and get extra stuff kind of weighed and measured and scanned because he was old. He was already old. He was old at that point. He was like a 28-year-old rookie or something like that. And I was just all beat up and banged up.
He was the original Brandon Whedon.
There we go. Yeah, before there was Brandon Whedon, there was Chris Winkie. And I just remember at one point, me and Winkie are in the hospital just waiting on the next scan on my back or the next, you know, x-ray on my knees or something like that. And as we're sitting there, he takes his ball cap off. He's wearing a baseball hat. Takes his ball cap off and leans his head over and just kind of runs his hands through his wispy hair. And it was just so thin already at that point. I just remember just looking at him as he had his head down. It's like, man, like, you know, it had been the conversation of college football that Chris Winkie was old. I just remember the visual of the top of his head just being balding already at that point, going into his rookie season in the NFL. Like, man, this dude is legit old. And, you know, I was always young for my grade. So to see a dude with wispy hair going into our rookie seasons, that always stood out to me.
See, Ant connected himself to Phillip Rivers. He didn't even need my help.
Well, I connected myself to Chris Winkie more so, but yeah.
But that's the kind of the tangential connection that I was going to make. So here's the connection that I was going to make.
Okay.
You know who, like, Phillip Rivers' like first game was against? Antoine Randall.
Oh.
And the Indiana Hoosiers, NC State, playing against Indiana.
Really?
And I was okay. Like, hey, I know a guy who played against Antoine Randall and the Indiana Hoosiers. Was Antoine the quarterback when you kicked the offensive lineman off of you?
Oh, yeah. I kicked him because I was frustrated after chasing around Antoine all night. So that was a problem. And even back in the old Sicca West days with Bolingbrook facing Thornton, I was chasing him around back then, too. Sicca West doesn't exist anymore. Somebody get Marshall Harris back in here.
And it's funny because I was thinking about the Sicca East.
Okay.
When right. Thornton was part of our conference just a few years
earlier. How many conferences
than
has
that?
Thornton been in, man? Well,
I mean, now we're getting like thick into the weeds, into like 90s football high school stuff. But it actually always made me sad when HF kind of left the rest of the school. Because they're closer, like geographically, to
Notre
Thornton,
Dame.
Thornwood, like the Bloom Trail, like those
before
are all,
Notre Dame made it cool. HF was just kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah, and then you end up in a conference with Lincoln Way East. Good luck with all of that.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't seem like fun at all. But yeah, it used to be like the Sicca East, like that was a thing.
Now, who all was in the Sicca East then? So it was Thornton, HF. What was it?
HF, Thornton, Thornwood, Thorn
okay.
Ridge.
Yeah, all the Thorns, right.
Bloom Trail.
Okay. So then when you guys left, then you had Lincoln Way. Was Providence Catholic in there?
No, because they were in – they were – Providence was independent for a long time. And then now they're in the East
I don't even
Catholic
know the names of the conferences
or something
now.
Or other. Yeah, that's part of the issue here. Part of the issue is that you don't know who's playing. So, like, see, and HF and Bolingbrook are in conference now, right? Like, aren't they together?
Are they now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
it's evolved too much for me.
And it's like, that's not close.
Right. Shouldn't this be part of geography?
Yes.
I mean, if it's not in college, it should be in high school.
It absolutely should be in high school. And then, it was so funny because I was thinking this morning about how it – it was all HF was always the hammer to the nail of the rest of the Sicca East. Mm. But when I was closing out high school, Thornton was getting good.
Okay.
And Antoine Randall was on his way a couple years later.
Right.
And it's like, man, that was fun when Thornton was like, we're not afraid of you anymore. And I was thinking about it in comparison to like Bears Packers.
Hmm.
Like Bear, not afraid of you anymore.
Yeah.
And now this is more of a fair fight.
And they had Antoine Randall and Napoleon Harris on both the football and the basketball field and court. Mel and Eli was on the basketball court, too. They had all kinds of talent out there.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I laugh about this because I played against Cliff Floyd in high school.
Oh, okay.
Not fun. Not fun. And he remembered because I was like, yeah, remember you were, because Cliff's a couple years older than me. I was like, remember you showed up to HF? And he's like, yeah, y'all had the lights. I'm like, yes. He's like, man, I tried to hit those lights. I was like, I am aware. And you were one of the only people that could do it. Real quick, before we get into something I want to talk about next season. Ben was asked about the Denver-Green Bay game, and I wanted to get your thoughts on what he might have seen. This is what he said about Denver and what they were able to do to Green Bay.
I mean, they competed throughout. It's a very difficult team to play. You know, they fell behind, and yet they were resilient and found a way to come through there in the second half. It wasn't not like our story the week before, you know, where Green Bay got a lead and, you know, Denver was able to come back and capitalize on the injury situation and had a little momentum. I thought the quarterback played really well for them, made some big time throws. Sutton made some big time catches down the field and got after their corners a little bit. And so, there are some elements that we'd love to take and replicate ourselves.
Anything that you think from a Sean Payton idea that Ben can take and use with what the Bears do? Not similar enough?
It doesn't feel like it to me. No, I don't think there's as much sort of window dressing within the run game for Denver. Certainly the willingness to attack vertically, but Green Bay will be more, I already showed, they're more prepared for that against the Bears because Bo Nix hadn't really been throwing the vertical pass that well lately, but then he did against the Packers. So that, you know, I'd say if they were going to play Denver a second time, then Jeff Hafley would be more prepared for that the second time around because it wasn't the strong suit of the Broncos offense going into that game. So it doesn't, I'm confident they can find things, you know, matchups in the secondary. They think they can accentuate that sort of thing. But as far as just what's the standard expectation for one offense versus the other, they're fairly different.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving me the impact on that and let us know what it is. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to offer a warning about 2026.
Sounds ominous.
I don't want it to feel ominous. And I know using the word warning kind of makes it feel that way.
I feel like
way.
It's time to cue the Thanos music.
But I just want to take something that happened earlier this year and say, don't let it be you. That'll be next here on The Score.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.